comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through. Or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Can you imagine getting your driver's license renewed at 100 years of age for an additional 5 years? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. It's time to improve your health and have fun doing it. That is what Marge Jetton did when she renewed her driver's license for another 5 years on her 100th birthday. Marge says what keeps her going is avoiding junk food, her faith, and eating a plant-based diet such as sweet potatoes, beans, and green leafy vegetables. Choose these vegetables and more and add to your daily eating plan. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you eat.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo declares suspension of burn permits on state lands. Paso Robles School Board continuing discussion on deficit spending reductions. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour, the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo Unit Chief John Owens has declared a suspension of burns in San Luis Obispo County. A release by Owens says this is due to the extreme menace of destruction by fire to life, acute dryness of vegetation, and fire suppression forces being heavily committed to control fires. The suspension is for all burning by permit and other uses of open fire within all state responsibility area lands in San Luis Obispo County. This does not include incorporated cities. Additionally, campfires within organized campgrounds or on private property that are otherwise permitted will be allowed if the campfire is maintained in such a manner as to prevent its spread to the wildland. This order will be effective May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain in effect until Unit Chief John Owens terminates it. Continuing from its March meetings, the Atascadero City Council will discuss development standards and land use definitions as part of its general plan. City Council will discuss three place types, commercial, industrial, and innovation flex, used to determine the restrictions on buildings and construction in those zones. As part of an update to the city's general plan, the council will direct staff on updates to these place types for review and a comprehensive discussion in June. You can attend Tuesday's Atascadero City Council meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Pass Rubble School Board to continue reviewing deficit spending reductions. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape, your all news time is 7:11.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tomorrow, starting at 6 p.m. On tomorrow's action items is a mitigation plan developed to address deficit spending resulting from pending tentative agreements. The tentative agreements are with the Paso Robles Public Educators and the California School Employees Association in the form of salary increases and stipends. The district says that these increases will result in increased deficits so that they will have to reduce in the coming fiscal years. Outline mitigation efforts include staffing reduction based on declining enrollment and strategic reviewing of staff sizes. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. The Parkfield Bluegrass Festival will be returning once again May 7th through May 10th. The festival combines the natural beauty of Parkfield with the sounds of bluegrass music all throughout the June weekend, all throughout the weekend. Here's one of the festival's board members, Dave Swartz, with some information on this year's lineup, which features many new artists to the festival.
We have our first European headliner, a touring band out of Norway called Hyde Bluegrass Orchestra. It's a seven-piece band that discovered bluegrass rather coincidentally in Norway. The other touring headliner for Friday and Saturday is a longtime U.S. string band called the Foghorn String Band. We have two newer bands headlining on Saturday and Sunday. They're the Vicky Vaughn Band and also the Shelby Means Trio. We have a Western music icon, Dave Stamey. So we have six touring bands or performers playing over the 4 days of music.
More information on the lineup is also available on the festival's webpage. The festival will also feature music workshops between sets available for both children and adults.
All of our workshops are during the lunch and dinner breaks. Most of the workshops involve training or skills on a particular instrument, but other workshops may involve things like band dynamics and songwriting. We also have a geologist who teaches at Cal State Northridge. Julian comes up every year, and each day we will have an earthquake workshop. And so Julian, at either the lunch or dinner break, will take a group of typically 30 to 60 people and walk down about a quarter of a mile to the bridge going into Parkfield and give details about the San Andreas Fault and earthquakes and various other things pertinent to the area.
Tickets for this year's Bluegrass Festival can be purchased at parkfieldbluegrass.org. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Cubs 6-0. The Royals beat the Angels 11-9. The Diamondbacks over the Padres 12-7. The Giants beat the Marlins 6-3. The Athletics over the Rangers 2-1. The Astros beat the Yankees 7-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Marlins. The Padres will go against the Cubs. The Angels will face the White Sox. The Yankees will go against the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs on Friday, the Lakers beat the Rockets 112-108. Then the Rockets over the Lakers on Sunday 115-96. Lakers lead 3-1 in their NBA Finals game. In California news, the man arrested for shooting at the White House Correspondents Association dinner is a resident from California. 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California, was taken into custody on Saturday night and is suspected to work as an education tutor and amateur video game developer. The shooter sent a message to family members minutes before the attack, describing himself as a, quote, friendly federal assassin, critical of the recent actions taken by the Trump administration, and issuing an apology to family members, co-workers, and strangers. The voter ID proposal will appear on California's November ballot, announced by state officials on Friday. If approved by voters, they'll be required to show a government-issued ID each time they go to the polls, while mail-in ballots will need the last four digits of an ID. Election offices will also be required to verify voters' registration each time they vote. Two earthquakes struck the San Francisco coast on Saturday afternoon in quick succession. The quakes were centered in the Pacific Ocean, about 2 miles southwest of the San Francisco Zoo. Their magnitudes were measured at 3.0 and 2.7. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. For decades, farm machinery has been getting larger and larger. In this digital age of agriculture, the case could be made that farm equipment can do more with less, especially when you introduce autonomy. Take Burrow, for example. CEO Charlie Anderson says the small, almost cart-like robots are designed to work alongside people to do a variety of tasks.
So these are 5 horsepower up to around 20 horsepower autonomous vehicles. They go up to about 5.5 to 7 miles an hour at top speed. They can tow, haul things, mow, spray, and patrol all autonomously. And when they mow, spray, or patrol, they can do it with a docking station. So you have a docking station, they go out and do a task, then come back, and they can run repetitively, more or less like a boomerang or a yo-yo with infinite power.
Anderson said burrows are designed to be affordable and accessible so they could get as many out on the farm as quickly as possible.
I think there are two approaches to autonomy. One I call the perfectionist approach, and that's you like build a perfect thing in a lab and you have a prototype and you do a lot of testing and simulation and you get it out there. We're not that. We're the pragmatist approach. Get something working, get people using it now, send a lot of stuff back, and the more you have, the more capable they are.
Every day, between 200 and 600 burrows turn on and operate, which helps the company collect data and continuously make the technology better.
Hello everyone, Kyle Schaub inviting you to the Koenig Ranch Reds 17th annual production sale Thursday, May 7th at Glasgow Stockyards. 100% registered 1A Red Angus, range developed birth to finish with herd building and stayability genetics that are second to none. Selling 42 two-year-old bulls from the top third of the crop and 30 registered open heifers. Consistent, reliable cattle. The Koenig Ranch Red Angus sale Thursday, May 7th, Glasgow, Montana. Bid live on Cattle USA.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. An overwhelming majority of U.S. farmers who responded to a nationwide survey say they cannot afford to purchase enough fertilizer to get them through the year. The percentage of farmers who pre-purchased fertilizer varies significantly by region. Conducted by the American Farm Bureau Federation April 3rd through the 11th, the survey shows 70% of respondents say fertilizer is so expensive they will not be able to buy all of what they need. The survey was conducted as the conflict in the Middle East sent fertilizer and fuel prices soaring. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz has kept critical fertilizer supplies and crude oil from reaching global markets, putting a squeeze on supplies around the world. Spring planting decisions depend heavily on access to fertilizer and diesel fuel, both of which have been impacted by geopolitical risks and that have disrupted global markets, AFPF economist Faith Perum said in her analysis of the survey results. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay, GoToLawNews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with about a 25 to 30% chance of showers this morning. Highs in the mid-60s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 70s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Mostly sunny on Friday. Partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Upper 70s on Wednesday, low 80s Thursday and Friday, mid-70s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened mixed and the Dow rose in early trading. Verizon reported an upbeat quarter. The stock opened 4% higher. Domino's Pizza's quarter was mixed. Earnings declined on expenses related to a merger. U.S. sales rose, but Domino's opened down 7%. Qualcomm and OpenAI will partner on a smartphone chip. Qualcomm shares up 6%. Remax shares up more than 25%. Remax Holding is being sold to real estate technology company The Real Brokerage. United Airlines has officially abandoned its attempt to merge with American Airlines. United CEO Scott Kirby released a statement saying he approached American. American declined to engage. United shares up 1%. American narrowly higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual Spring Gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
You probably remember that the Stein's Deli in Atascadero that had those amazing bagels. Well, they're selling wholesale all over the place. Your kids are getting them at school. They're in the Service Deli at Valley Fresh Market. And now you can buy the bagels every Saturday from 9 till noon at their commercial kitchen. It's over there on Union Road, Suite G. You can't miss it in Paso Robles. That's just east of Golden Hill for those. You can order the Big Apple with the lox and cream cheese or the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, or just pick up a dozen great bagels. Follow them on Facebook at Stein's Barbecue for all the details, and you can order ahead. Give Brian a call. He'll pick it up, 805-975-5520 for those delicious bagels. Mm-mm, good. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL. Get going here. Alrighty, let's see here. On the text, I got this, came in, and it says, window display at the downtown San Luis Obispo Library on Saturday. What does the display say? Well, it's a, says, report ICE and stay informed. 805 Immigrant Rapid Response Hotline for San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties. Let's see. Know your rights. Don't open the door, not even your car. You have the right to remain silent. Don't sign anything, and you have the right to speak to an attorney. So this is at the, at least from this, the library window display in San Luis Obispo at the library there. So thank you for sending that in to me, sir. Appreciate that. Oh, well, let me tell you about Sound Off coming up this afternoon. It's a cool program here in the county. It's called Operation Surf. And Van Caruza will be in this afternoon with me, 12:30 till 1. And then a little Noah's Ark in the 1 o'clock hour, not relive history, but just give you another history lesson. Susanna will be back next Monday. Next Monday, she's raring to go. All right, whatever may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's how it's supposed to work. Here's a little something just out of, not the most important thing in the world. However, many of you have heard of Marilyn Monroe. Well, X amount of years ago, a couple, they purchased it. They bought the Brentwood property for $8 million in 2023 with plans to demolish it because it's deteriorating structures, and they were going to redevelop the site. Now, Monroe owned the structure or the bungalow about 6 months before her death, and previous owners over the years, 14 years. All right, so these people that own it, they say that the city of Los Angeles issued demolition and grading permits in 2023. A day later, the city council moved to begin the process of declaring the property an historic cultural monument after fans of Monroe and historians pressured the city to stop the demolition. Does that sound familiar to something that happened in Paso Robles? Remember the Grange building out over there became the winery? And the promise from, I think our Mayor Meacham at the time, if you remember that. When you have your building or your property declared an historic whatever, monument, whatever, it puts quite a few restrictions. So I'm looking at this and think, well, the fans of Monroe and historians pressured the city to stop the demolition. And at least for now, they have. The couple is suing. But why don't those people buy it then, and then they can do what they want with it, instead of having the government come in and hand-stringing or putting the hands tied of the people who purchased it for $8 million. These historians and fans, put your money where your mouth is or leave it alone. It's a deteriorating piece of property. It's been sold different times, 14 times over the years. Just your butt-inskies That's what you are. That's what you are. It's just a bungalow that somebody lived in for 6 months. That makes it historic. Don't understand that. There's enough memorabilia existing and places to go see things from Marilyn Monroe that to have these people basically lose an $8 million investment is ridiculous. All right. Okay, what else? Oh, again, for those of you that want to go to the Bluegrass Festival, I've got a couple of tickets. Just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com. The Bluegrass Festival is coming Mother's Day weekend. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. You know who King is, the big developer in this county. He got the contract to do the downtown redevelopment in Salinas, including up leading up to the Steinbeck Center and the aquarium. Well, he started doing the demolition, and one of the facilities was not capable of being redone, but he kept the front facade, so it appeared like it was the original building. Well, some people got up in arms and got the city to red tag it. He got mad, walked away from it, and sued the city and won. Took him 2 years to find another contractor.
All right, whereas I'm assuming because
I'm agreeing with you. The government screws up a lot of things.
Well,
that was an example.
Well, here's a question though: what makes something historic?
Well, I'm not into that kind of stuff. I can't answer that question. I'm not qualified.
Well, do you have an opinion?
Well, Norma Moy had an opinion, and she had several of our buildings classified that way.
Well, okay, but you know that when something is classified or designated that hamstrings the owners.
Yes, it does.
And I think people that want to have that done, they should buy the building.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Well, if you're gonna, you know, if government or whomever can force something to become an historic building, just because it's been sitting there in the same location for 80 years, again, that doesn't make it historic.
Well, I think a lot of them, it does depend on who the previous owners were. I mean, there's a lot of over there at Hearst Ranch. I think all those buildings would declare historic over at the Hearst Ranch. But I don't have an opinion on historic value.
It wasn't the value, it's just the fact that you make something historic. Now, the Hearst Ranch, that's the state through an agreement with the family, isn't it?
The state owns the property now, yes.
Okay.
A part of the Hearst Ranch. It's still a cattle ranch.
Yeah, I know.
And so forth.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, bye.
We had a... this is years ago. One of the ladies that worked up front, her father was one of the, an electrician or something over there at the Hearst Castle. And he used to, he did some work here at Cape Hill. I can't remember his name. I remember her name. It was Judy. But yeah, he was a really nice guy. Really nice guy. And he did with somebody else over there. I can't remember exactly, but gosh, it's going to bug me. I can't remember his name because, again, I liked him. Anyway, you have that, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. And what else do we have? Well, there was something that came up last week, and this the story kind of died down. I thought it would pick up a little bit more steam here in the United States, but it didn't. And it had to do simply with the Great Britain and this tobacco ban on the selling. You know, if you're born after 2008, you're out of luck. You can't do that in other parts over there and so forth. So, you know, I was mentioning the fact of what it cost the United States as far as the medical industry. And it cost us, I think the number is still in my head, it's that we're the taxpayers, we're paying out $264 billion a year for people with tobacco-related issues, as opposed to the less than that money that comes in billions for what the government gets in taxes and so forth. I don't know what the tobacco companies make, but somebody sent in a kind of an interesting email here, and it goes on, it says, I understand the argument for the health cost of tobacco versus the revenue tobacco products produce, which is probably falling every year. You could make the same argument for sugar, oils, trans fats, and other things consumers eat that ultimately lead to health cost. And there is a whole host of carcinogens that are perfectly legal for consumers of all ages, many of which, like seed oils and other ingredients as processed food, have quite a bit of data showing that they can cause cancer. Personally, I don't think that the government should be dictating what people put into their own bodies, whether or not it's a good idea for them to do so. This was also the attitude of the Supreme Court prior to the 1900s. I don't disagree with this, but the reason why I brought it up, because I've been bringing this up for years, the government continues to push. And what I mean by that is they continue to push their control over us and say, well, you know, tobacco smoke, it's not good for you. And we're going to penalize you through taxes and so forth and so on. We're going to make it illegal for 21 and under now, I think. And we don't recommend that people use it, although they like to get the taxes from it, too. Supposedly, like in California with Prop 10 for children's health care. And then when that money dies down because people are smoking less, which is good, then they have to come get taxes from the rest of us because they started a program that can't be supported. But my point is, if the government, as the government continues to take control over your health care and the costs, why can't they or won't? Or what will stop them from banning other foods that you consume? Again, you know, I started this out over 20 years ago jokingly saying someday there'll be a card that when you go to your grocery store and it will be able to tell the clerk or whether you can, or not the clerk, but it will just pop up and say, nope, this person can't do this. They can't purchase this food. Anybody that thinks that's far-fetched, you're nuts. Or either I am. Either which. All right. Because you have some things that have been happening. This has started in Maryland, and this has to do with grocery stores. And it was a first of its kind, a law that is coming in, and it's blocking retailers from using your data to change prices in real time. This is surveillance pricing in grocery stores. So, for example, you grab a box of cereal off the shelf. Your neighbor grabs the exact same box at the exact same store on the exact same day. She pays less, you pay more. Why? Because the store's algorithms decide you would. Chris, what does that mean, the algorithms decide?
I mean, algorithms, asking me a technical question here. I don't think that algorithms is a thing that I know it intuitively. I just can't really describe it. It's
So would this algorithm be able to decide that this person may, you know, has more money or is worth more money than the other person, so therefore it's going to charge different prices?
Yes, an algorithm can do that. So I guess one way I can put it, word an algorithm is it's a way of categorizing data, and from that data you can promote or attribute something to somebody based on their data. So for instance, you know, algorithms on websites probably know where you live. They can probably guess your age. And maybe depending on the things you buy, they can guess your income. Or I guess more appropriately, with the things you buy, they can also guess things you probably want to buy. So a online store's algorithm will recommend you things based on things you have bought that other people who have also bought it probably bought themselves. That's an algorithm.
Okay. This is not related to that, I don't think. But I just, because it just popped into my head, I was going to ask you last week. My phone... I've been getting this little pop-up. It says, thanks for visiting Walmart. I haven't been in Walmart in over 3 years.
Have you been in that shopping center at all? I'm guessing you're talking about the Walmart on Niblick anyway.
Yeah, about 3 months ago.
That was probably that then. Because Walmart is such a massive part of that shopping center, sometimes even going near it will mistakenly assume that you went inside of it.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it's not an end-of-life situation, but I was just going like, what the heck is this? I didn't go there. I didn't do this. Anyway, so back to this with the algorithms. Now, this may sound a little goofy or a conspiracy, but it isn't. Retailers have been quietly using this kind of pricing for years. And finally, Maryland has said, nope, it's set to become the first state to ban surveillance pricing in retail grocery stores and other delivery platforms. This is a grocery delivery platform. And let me see here. How does this work? Surveillance pricing goes by a few names, such as dynamic pricing and personalized pricing are the common ones, but the concept is the same regardless. What happens is a store collects the information on you as an individual shopper. It looks at how often you browse certain products. Here you go, Chris. What neighborhood you live in, and whether a competitor is nearby. Also, what your income and family size appear to be, and your dietary habits. Then it uses all of that to decide how much you specifically are willing to pay and charges you accordingly.
When you put it like that, yes, I can absolutely see that happen. I mean, it already does it based on the state you live in, so why wouldn't it be able to do that based off of other demographics?
You're right. Wow. That's pretty scary that they could do that. Anyway, folks, you know what's important when you go to the grocery store, particularly you might want to look at the cash register and make sure that that price is, you know, what it's supposed to be and what it says. Anyway,
hang on. That's a question really quick that I have. Is this talking about online shopping or also when you go in person?
When you go in person.
Okay, that's fascinating.
Well, fascinating, but I wouldn't want it to happen to me.
Well, I'm also thinking, you know, how do they know it's you before you've even been rung up or like as you're getting rung up? If it was Costco, I could understand, but I don't think Costco does that.
I've never been to a Costco. I don't know how they operate. So,
well, because with Costco, you have to have a membership ID to get in and also to buy your stuff. So the first thing they do when they're checking you out is they scan your membership card. So Costco knows who you are as you're buying things. But if I go to my local grocery store or Walmart, you know, how do they know who I am as I'm ringing things up?
Oh, boy. I don't know. interesting about Costco, you have to have a membership card to get in and do things and, you know, buy some toilet paper. But to vote in California, you don't need an ID.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Pastorable School Board's next meeting is tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. On tomorrow's action items is a mitigation plan developed to address deficit spending resulting from pending tentative agreements with the Pastorable's Public Educators and California School Employees Association in the form of salary increases and stipends. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo's Unit Chief John Owens has declared a suspension of burns in San Luis Obispo County within all state responsibility areas. This does not include incorporated cities. Additionally, campfires on private property or organized campgrounds are permitted. The order will go into effect May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain in effect until Unit Chief John Owens terminates it. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. News, I'm Therese Crowley. An afternoon date in D.C. federal court for the gunman taken down by Secret Service at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. President Trump tells CBS 60 Minutes how the assailant could have gotten past the perimeter.
I think the NFL should sign him up. He was fast. When you look at it on tape, it's almost like a blur.
Right.
But it was amazing because as soon as they saw that, you could see them draw their guns. They were so professional.
The FBI Director Kash Patel tells Fox and Friends Cole Allen faces federal assault and firearms charges. The royal show will carry on. King Charles and Queen Camilla going ahead with their state visit, arriving to the White House at tea time. Iran reported presenting a counterproposal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and end the war. But Axios reports they want to put off discussion of their nuclear ambitions, even though that's the number one goal of the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my bone, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
weather. Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds and sunshine, mid-60s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows right at 40, or maybe. And then mostly sunny, low 70s on your Tuesday. Enjoy that. We'll warm up a little bit. We'll be in the upper 70s on Wednesday, low 80s Thursday and Friday, mid-70s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, Monday. And there you go. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:16 a.m., 7:46 p.m. We are at 53 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Great meals at a reasonable price. Just out that way yesterday. I love driving out there. Just love that quaint neighborhood. Let's see here. Press release for KPRL Radio Community Bulletin Style. Well, here's the style. And the community event announcement is coming up this Saturday and, this Friday and Saturday. It's the San Miguel Spring Fair. The San Miguel Senior Center is hosting it and will be at 601 12th Street for those. The community event will feature local vendors offering crafts, products, and some grub, giving attendees a chance to shop local and enjoy a fun, relaxed atmosphere. And this spring fair supports the Senior Center and its community programs, helping provide valuable services and activities for local residents. So come on out and connect with the local vendors and be part of the community. And then more information, San Miguel Senior Center at gmail.com. It's coming up this Friday and Saturday. Also, we have Saturday, May 2nd from 8 until 2, yard sale and bake sale. This is the First United Methodist Church on Creston Road in Paso Robles. And household goods, furniture, clothing, and other miscellaneous items. Looking for new homes. Treasures you didn't know you needed, and yummy desserts calling your name. So that's this Saturday. So lots going on as the weather starts to get nicer. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. And do remember, they have outstanding meals at great prices. 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. And remember, they've got the big event coming up the 19th through the 21st. Take your valuables to sell. Go to bellajewel.com. All right, our local celebrities starting things off on this Monday. Karen Miller, Chris Lins, Sandy Birchfield, Hayden McKenna, Mark Hanlon, Mike Stewart, Krista Mae Atkins. We also have Linda Anderson, Robert Gara, Gail Marshall, Pam Teixeira, Casey Ketchum, not the other, you know, Gavin Blythe. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. 93 years long, young, and boy, he looks good in shorts. Oh, boy. John Boots is having another one. And let's see here. Bob and Jackie Arnarow. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, you may have heard of, or maybe not, of Samuel Morse. You know, the, you know, telegraph thing. 1791, 1872. President Ulysses S. Grant, 1822, 1885. One of the greatest baseball players of all time. Rogers Hornsby, 1896, 1963. the creator of Woody Woodpecker. Walter Lance, 1900, 1994. Enos Slaughter, Baseball Hall of Famer, 1916, 2002. Jack Klugman, 12 Angry Men. I love that. Jack was born in 1922. He died in 2012. Also on the list, we have of the Three Bells. Remember that song, The Browns and Scarlet Ribbon? Maxine Brown, 1932. She died in 2019. Casey Kasem. That's the guy, the DJ. 1932, 2014. You Rams fans will remember Coach Knox, Chuck Knox. 1932, 2018. Also, the Hall of Fame bowler had 24 perfect games in competition. Wow. Earl Anthony, 1938, 2001. Junie Karn, Sakatumi Girl, 1939. She died in 2015. Also on the list, we have one of the greatest Cowboys ever. Dallas Cowboys. Leroy Jordan, 1941. I think he passed away recently, I think. Bob Foster, he's in the Boxing Hall of Fame, 1942. Cuba Gooding from The Main Ingredient. Love that song, Everybody Plays a Fool. Of course, he's the father of Junior. 1944, Herb Penderson from the Desert Rose Band. He was born in 1944. Onward we go. Peter Hamm from Badfinger, 1947, 1975. From the Stylistics, Herbie Murrell, 1947. Katie Pearson from the B-52s, 1948. Onward, Ace Frehley from Kiss, 1951. I think he died a couple of years ago. Ooh, the Iceman, Basketball Hall of Famer, George Gervin. Yeah, 1952. Sheena Easton, she was born in 1958. Also born on this day, as I'm looking at Chris Carpenter. He's a pretty good pitcher with the Cardinals primarily. He was born in 1975. Patrick Stump, the songwriter and singer, 1984. And you Bum fans would remember him, but now he's with Texas. Corey Seager, the shortstop. Corey was born in 1994, passing away on this day. Edward R. Murrow, I won't give the years now. David Burney, I'm running out of time. And who else? Who else? Al Hurt. And Ralph Waldo Emerson. That's it. All right, going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. One of the greatest baseball players of all time, second baseman, Rogers Hornsby.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Continuing from its March meetings, the Atascadero City Council will discuss development standards and land use definitions as part of its general plan. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Parkfield Bluegrass Festival will be returning once again May 8th through May 10th. Festival combines the natural beauty of Parkfield with the sounds of bluegrass music throughout the weekend. More information on the full lineup is available on the festival webpage, parkfieldbluegrass.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Hornsby at 358 lifetime, and also World Series champ, two-time MVP, two-time Triple Crown, seven-time batting champion, batted 400 three times, two-time home run leader and four-time RBI leader. That's Roger Hornsby. And also in a, what was it, an eight-year period, he had 30 inside the park home runs. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. All right. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2. KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.